Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. If you like recording audio and putting it online or have ever thought about doing it, the Audioboom mobile app is really good and makes it easy. One of the best features is that you can record when you're out and about. You don't have to be in a studio, and then even trim the recording to the proper length before uploading it. That's useful, quick, and the app makes it so easy to do. Neil Young is in the news again, and I've got some industry statistics to report. First, this quick reminder, Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences, is scheduled for September 29th. Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. Jake Shapiro is the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs, some of which you have undoubtedly heard of, like The Moth Radio Hour and This American Life. He'll share his perspective on the industry and the increasing popularity of podcasts as part of the online audio ecosystem. For more information about the conference and to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Neil Young is back in the headlines after he announced that he will remove his music catalog from streaming services. His complaint is about sound quality. Here's what he said, although I'm not going to attempt an impersonation. I don't need my music to be devalued by the worst quality in the history of broadcasting or any other form of distribution. He said that in a Facebook post. And of course, it's wildly inaccurate, and many Facebook commenters called him out on that. Neil Young is the CEO and founder of Pono Music, a very successful Kickstarter project that created an online music store and portable music player that delivers high-quality audio files. So, obviously, he has more than the usual interest in promoting better sound quality in digital music. Streaming music is 76% mobile. That's the report from Triton Digital in its webcast metrics report for May of this year. The report ranks the top 20 webcast companies that are Triton clients. That's all the major radio groups and a lot of the major internet pure play companies. Pandora always leads the pack by huge margins. Spotify is second on the list with iHeartMedia, the giant U.S. radio group, third. In May, the total amount of streaming sessions inched down a bit from April. And more importantly, for the first time, over three-quarters of those streams were consumed through mobile devices. People say that mobile is the future of audio, but it's really the present. How does the high school class of 2015 listen to music, you might be asking? The quick answer is Pandora, Spotify, and YouTube. Research company Niche, which was started by Carnegie Mellon University students 12 years ago, has released its annual survey of media usage among high school graduates. The survey collected responses from 10,000 members of the 2015 graduating high school class. The study compares 2015 results with the 2014 graduating class, and through that lens, Spotify is a big gainer, with 78% more usage year over year. Pandora suffered a decline of 11% usage during the comparison period. However, Pandora remains the most popular platform among music sites with 74% usage overall. Among all media platforms examined in this survey, which includes social platforms, by the way, YouTube is the big winner, with a sample reach that exceeds radio, according to Nielsen's latest measurement. Niche found that 95% of respondents, those high school graduates, have used YouTube, and 54% of them use it every day. Speaking of YouTube, its Music Key service has been living quietly in beta for several months. The CEO of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, spoke at a Fortune event this week and touched on the outlook for Music Key, offering just a bit of insight on its status. She did confirm that Music Key will launch later this year sometime. Here at Rain, we've been using Music Key since the beta launch and find YouTube's very deep and expansive catalog to be the main advantage over other listening platforms. The fact that the music is tied to videos does make it all rather cumbersome, though. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, is reportedly snooping around Apple. And here's the issue. The company takes a 30% commission on subscription sales that occur within mobile apps in Apple's iOS App Store. That means, in a not-so-random example, that when Spotify sells a music subscription for $10 a month through the Spotify mobile app, Apple takes $3 every month. Spotify doesn't like that one bit. To compensate for the lost money, Spotify charges $13 for those subscriptions. It's galling to Spotify that Apple takes some of Spotify's subscription dollars and also operates its own music subscription service, Apple Music, which recently started. Spotify even ran an email campaign telling subscribers to cancel their Spotify signups and resubscribe on the Spotify website to get a cheaper price. All of this reportedly got the FTC interested in how Apple is conducting its app business. This story could be an interesting one to follow. And that's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great news shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.